Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The Lumbee Nation is charting a new course after President Donald Trump signed the bill granting them federal recognition. The historic action, making them the 575th federally recognized tribe, comes after nearly 140 years of unkept promises and lost opportunities. The Lumbee Nation is now the largest tribe east of the Mississippi River and the fourth largest overall. The historic action did not come without controversy. David E. Wilkins is Lumbee and a professor at the University of Richmond. He says it is a watershed moment for him personally and for the more than 55,000 other Lumbee citizens. But Wilkins also says he expects an uphill climb in the coming years.
On the one hand, I'm very, very excited, very elated for the people, for the opportunities and the benefits and the services that will eventually accrue to the nation. But I'm also nervous because of the ongoing intertribal tensions that have arisen over time because of our quest for full recognition and because of the way we are now, in my view, tethered to the Trump administration, whose record is notorious and whose policies are causing all sorts of pain and grief across Indian country. And I'm just a little bit nervous about how these next years are going to go. But I am confident that the Lumbee people will find a way to muster forward and will do everything they can to continue their growth and evolution as a sovereign nation.
Wilkins says the congressional action corrects a policy from the 1950s, a time when the federal government was more interested in terminating rather than recognizing tribes. Melinda Maynor Lowry is also celebrating the Lumbee's new status. She is a historian, filmmaker, and professor at Emory University. She is a Lumbee. She acknowledges the opposition to her tribe's recognition by Cherokees and other tribes over the years. She says the coming years will be one of outreach and healing.
This is a diplomatic issue between sovereign indigenous nations. For hundreds, thousands of years, we've been engaging in political diplomacy when there are disagreements. There are ways to resolve that. For the last several hundred years, of course, we've been forced to reckon with those disagreements under a lot of colonial pressure, under the standards and lenses of people who wish us to be erased, who wish to extract our resources. And so we can't forget that kind of context of colonialism for this particular moment, whether it's, you know, Lumbee's dealings with the federal government or it's Lumbee's dealings with other tribal nations. I feel like the future is in that diplomatic solution.
That is Professor Melinda Maynor Lowry. Carrie Lowry Schutpeltz is a Lumbee professor and director of the Native Policy Lab at the University of Iowa. She says the government's action after so many years is a form of justice that will forever change the tribal landscape for the better.
I think that it's very important on a personal level, and certainly I can't speak for every Lumbee person. I think on a personal level, it is this sense of relief. I'm really tired of having to couch my introductions with, I'm an enrolled member of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina. We're not yet fully federally recognized. I think that, you know, again, going back to this idea of justice, that feels really satisfying. And certainly there's an element of pride. But I also think that there is an element of protection. You know, it feels like maybe a little bit more secure and safe to know that your tribe is fully federally recognized. From the tribe standpoint, everything we've already talked about around access to, you know, federal programs that we formerly did not have access to, the ability to put land in trust, the ability to have an Indian Health Service facility. I mean, all of these things, it is, yes, about pride, but it's also just about access to all of the things that we should have had access to for decades. And so I think that this is a real game changer.
Schutpeltz says she regrets that the Lumbees are now added to a federal funding system that is well known for not living up to its promises to all tribes. She says it will take time for Lumbees to fully realize their sovereign potential. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.